here's a feel-good story of the day. They caught that dude. In New York City, despite the fact that they're telling you crime is down, New York's got a brand. Well, is that brand having a belt wrapped around your neck, choking you out, then dragged behind a car and raped? Is that the brand that we're going with over here? Idiots. The dude who did that was caught, apprehended, and the people of Brooklyn, or the Bronx over here, wanted to beat the shit out of him. The cops are all protected. I'm sitting there going, I don't know, go on break. But now I'm all for defunding the cops. You're all on break right now. Go ahead and leave. And let all of these people in the Bronx, mostly peacefully, handle their own city. Do you want vigilantism? This is how you're going to get vigilantism, by the way. Look at the citizens over here are done. And they caught that dude. That dude's shitting himself. He's like, oh, I thought raping was fine. Yeah, I'll bet you thought raping was fine. How much you want to make a bet right now? Break out your bingo cards, essay. Look at that dude hitting him with a cane. Old man getting in there. A little bit of cane vigilantism. Right? Well, listen, if I'm on a jury, I'm going to let you go. This is what happens, by the way, when you don't arrest anybody. And you're going to find out that this dude, allegedly, of course, has probably been arrested. I don't know. 8 times? Let's go with the magic number, 28 times. He's been Michael Jordan, boys. He's been arrested 23 times, and I imagine released 23 times. Not charged, not held accountable. Maybe he's got a warrant out, boys. That's all fine these days. But I got a weird suspicion that if you're just wrapping a belt around a chick's neck, choking her out, dragging her, and raping her behind a car, I imagine you've probably done some other shit before that. And you have been held accountable because, of course, it's New York's shithole city, and they're telling you, no, everything's fine. Everything's fine. Actually, violent crimes down 50%. Yeah, well, you don't turn in any crime statistics then. He's probably been arrested 20-something times. You've never actually charged him. He's never been held accountable. And none of those crimes have ever been counted. And if they had even been counted, you don't even turn those numbers in. So yeah, you're going to get vigilantism. I don't want vigilantism, but I'm going to be fine with vigilantism because if my options are, no, just let criminals go and do whatever the fuck they want, rape chicks on the sidewalk. If my options are vigilantism or let dudes rape chicks on the sidewalk, I'm going to go with vigilantism every day of the week. Where's my fucking... I got a flashlight. There's this place called paintsafari.com. Paintsafari.com. And maybe you're not allowed to have a gun. Maybe you're in New York City and you're not allowed to have a gun. Are you allowed to have flashlights? Because you can get a flashlight like this over here. It's a flat... Let's see. One of these buttons is a flashlight. And then one of these buttons, let me turn the safety off on my flashlight. And now my flashlight has a different kind of light on it. Wow. And so if I'm in New York shithole city and I'm not allowed to have a gun, which completely violates your Second Amendment. Again, it's completely a violation of your Second Amendment, but these are the situations that I would have a flashlight like this. Paintsafari.com, boys. Use promo code SALTY, of course. Paintsafari.com/forward/. However slashes work. Salty cracker. And boy, I'd be strapped up. I'd had a lot of that. I'd have pepper spray. I'd have a Desert Eagle in my back pocket. But yeah, I ain't getting raped. No, I'm not going to get raped. I ain't buying this line that there ain't no crime. I ain't buying the line that violent crime is down. I'm going to buy this line that it's totally fine to not arrest dudes, to not charge and just let motherfuckers go back on the street. No, I ain't going along with that. And neither are any of these people in the Bronx. The Bronx is done. But there you go. Fucking caught him. They finally allegedly caught him. He's the alleged rapist. Again, I don't know because he's a masked individual. Police on the lookout for a masked individual. You mean that dude? Allegedly, of course. I have no idea. But they think they got him. This is Modern Warfare with Alex Jones, boys. The rapist who strangled that girl with a belt and then raped her in the Bronx got caught. And boy, the citizens look like they want to handle shit themselves because they know. They live in the Bronx, and they're recognizing what happens when you don't arrest him. When the George Soros district attorney and the George Soros judges and the lawyers and all the other people running this place don't arrest anybody. This is what they're hyper concerned about Donald Trump and his fucking ledger. Where'd you put that payment to Stormy Daniels in your ledger? Let's arrest you. Hey, did you pay back loans? Let's arrest you. Let's drag you through court, waste everybody's fucking time, keep you tied up in court. Meanwhile, we're not going to arrest any of these people. Again, that's how you get vigilantism. And so they caught him. No one's going to be surprised. No one's going to be surprised if he's got a rap sheet longer than my fucking leg So we'll see how this plays out. But there you go. There's your update. What a wild, wild, wild story. And the video is insane. But there you go. Thank you guys so much for watching the video. This morning channel is going to be kept up to date on alleged rapists getting caught. Look how many cops it takes to protect that fucking dude from all of the Bronx citizens. Your AOC did this, by the way. AOC from the Bronx, she did this. She created the situation. AOC's fine with people being raped. As long as they ain't Donald Blump supporters. Donald Blump supporters jaywalking, arrest them. What about these rapists? Well, I mean, come on. Come on. No. Get strapped, boys. Get strapped, and if you can't get strapped, get a flashlight. Get a flashlight with a fucking safety on it. All right, guys, thanks so much for watching the video. Support channel kept up to date on these criminal scumbags. Hit that subscribe button and make way, because the salt must flow.